Good evening to one and all. The show is Hacker Mind. This is your host, Screamer Chaotix. On the phone we have Dash Interrupt. Dash, how you doing?
Doing pretty good, man. Doing pretty good. How about you?
Well, I'm doing a lot better than we were last week, I'll tell you that much.
Ready for another fun-filled adventure?
I don't even want to start that, because we started that last week. We really built the show up last week. You know, at the beginning, we were saying how great it was going to be, and everything else was going to be a thrill ride.
It was good.
It was good, yeah, but then it crapped out in the last 10 minutes.
But that happened, you know?
Yeah, I know what happened. That's the problem, but... you know, we don't want to get into technicalities. We don't want to point fingers. You know, we don't want to blame anybody. Windows! You know, because that would just be wrong. Excuse me, I'm fighting a little cold here. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
But hopefully we learned our lesson, right? You're recording too, right?
No, I'm not.
You're not? Oh, boy.
Based on my hard drive.
Oh, because your computer's messed up still?
Yeah. Well, I don't have my other hard drive in it right now. I just have the one, and it's like 2 gigs, and it's filled up, so I don't have enough room to record HackerMind.
Oh, boy. That's not good.
Yeah.
Oh, well. All right. Now, let's see. What should we discuss first time?
I don't know. Maybe I want to mention something.
Okay.
Well, I want to say something.
All right. Well, what do you want to say?
I am not an idiot. Now, let me tell you what I mean by that.
All right.
I took my computer to a computer shop.
You
idiot. A repair store, if you want to call it that.
Yeah.
And I said, hey, man, I just give up. This is what I told them. I give up. I don't know what's wrong with it. I've tried everything. The fan will come on for like 1 second, and then that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So I hand it to them. I say, here, take it. Go away with it. I don't care. So they call me up like 2 days later, and it turns out the motherboard and the processor are, like, defective.
Uh-huh.
I didn't use the term fried. I said, oh, are they fried? And he's all, well, I wouldn't say fried, but they're defective. Now, I just got this motherboard, and it's defective. I am not an idiot thing comes from, I know how to install motherboards, so it can't be my fault. Well, I guess it could be, but I'm leaning toward it's not my fault.
Mm-hmm.
But to have a bad CPU and CPU and motherboard,
Where did this bad CPU come into the picture? Did you order that too?
What?
Did you order the CPU too, right?
Originally I ordered the CPU and a motherboard.
Uh-huh.
And that motherboard, I thought there was something wrong with it. So then I replaced it with a brand new motherboard. And now they're saying it's defective. And the CPU.
So you're saying you got two defective motherboards and a defective CPU?
Yes, I'm saying everything I ordered was defective, apparently. It's defective. Now, what are the chances of that, my friend? I ask you.
Well, apparently pretty good, because it seems like we're having a lot of bad luck when we get stuff online. I'm still waiting for some merchandise that I got off of eBay. That's been about 3 weeks.
Oh, man, has it been that long, really?
Yeah, so I'm thinking I got screwed out of my... what I got was one of those little torch lighters for cigars.
Oh, that's really cool.
Well, you can actually weld with the things, too.
Yeah.
You
need to email. Have you emailed the guy?
No, not yet.
Email him. What's taking so long?
I figured, you know.
Where's my stuff?
Give it a few more days. Then I'll get in touch with him and find out. But, yeah, I'm telling you, I never like ordering stuff online. I always get
I'm starting to agree with you.
Yeah, and if,
it's cheaper, but it used to be worth it because the stuff actually worked. Now, it seems like everything I'm getting isn't working.
Yeah,
since... It's a whole big hassle of returning it and... You know, I just got to go through all that. I want a new computer, man. I'm stuck in the 500 megahertz.
Okay, that sucks. Let me just say this before we get off the topic. If you get the new 2600, you can read an article by our friend Stankdog about... It's called Transaction-Based Systems, and maybe that'll make you think twice about purchasing stuff online.
Well, I know all the dangers about purchasing stuff online, but I still do it.
Well, I would read the article. It's pretty interesting. And speaking of which, while I have the 2600 in my hand, let me give Dash some credit here.
Yeah.
Since I'm a subscriber and a lot of people don't have it. Dear 2600, I was reading through an article today, and the headline read, "Movie-going set record in 2001. Apparently, the movie industry had the highest grossing year in 2001 since 1959. Now, this strikes me as odd because there have been so many news articles about how the MPAA is losing billions of dollars each year to movie piracy. I went looking for one of these articles and found in one a quote I thought was interesting. Claiming that the movie industry is losing $3 billion annually through theft of its product in one form or another, Jack Valenti said that what was now happening could, quote, disfigure and shred the future of American films because of the ease with which films can now be copied and transported on the net. And that is from Dash Interrupt himself.
Yeah, I sent a letter into 2600. What can I say?
Well, here's what they have to say. We're becoming increasingly convinced that there's a parallel universe MPAA that's adversely affected by these things. There's really no other explanation as to how they can make such diametrically opposed statements and expect them to both be true. Other than perhaps someone not being completely honest, that is. Yeah, we'll go with the parallel universe theory.
Yeah.
So, there you go. Very good, Dash. You got a letter published in 2600. Don't you feel good about yourself?
Yeah, I guess so. I still need to get it, though. The local bookstore here doesn't have it, but, you know, that's one of those that I have to get. Well, I have to get all of them, but still, that's going to be a special one.
Yeah, all right. It's the first time not the first time your name's in it. I put your name in it a couple times, but it's the first time you got something that you wrote into it.
Yep.
So. When are you going to get an article in, Dash? That's what everybody's dying to see.
I can't, it's hard to think of stuff to write an article about, you know? Not everything's been done, but a lot of stuff has been written about, you know?
That's not true, Dash. You got to sit down and find something. Use your brain.
I don't know.
All right, now in the beginning of the show we had called a number. I just want to call that. Should we leave another mess? Yeah, all right. Let's give it one more call. It couldn't hurt, right?
You have reached the computer security office at the San Diego Supercomputer Center. If your call is urgent, please call operations at area code 858-534-5090, and the on-call security staff will be paged. If you are calling for Tsutomu Shimomura, he does not have an office at this location. Otherwise, please leave a message after the tone.
Yeah, that would be the San Diego Supercomputer Center where Tsutomu Shimomura works.
Yeah, they specifically go to tell you that he doesn't work there, so leave him alone.
Yeah, I don't get that at all. I don't understand that. How come they say him? You know, why does he have to be such a big deal? It's like,
because people make him out to be a big deal. I mean,
yeah, but it there's like probably a million people working there. Even if he is the head guy, it's like, if you're calling for him.
Him.
He does not work here.
Where does he work now?
Well, he doesn't have an office there. I wouldn't be surprised if he still works there, but he just doesn't go there.
Oh, he doesn't work anymore.
Yeah, well, you know, he's making all that money off of Takedown.
Yep.
And he's got movie deals rolling in. It's madness. It's absolute craziness. But
it's craziness.
If you, for some reason, would like to call the San Diego Supercomputer Center, perhaps you have a computer question. Maybe you want to ask them where you can get Sub 7.
Yeah, I got to call my supercomputers on the fritz, man.
Yeah, well, kind of is. Why don't you leave a message asking them about your problem there?
I should tell them. I mean, I have my supercomputer up here, and, you know, one of the CPUs is, you know, my CPU, my motherboard doesn't work anymore. It's just fried out on it. So.
Your computer's fucked.
Yeah.
Call 1-858-534-5050, and you, too, can leave a message.
Leave a message.
Yeah, but
only one for him. But you can leave a message.
Well, I'm sure somebody will. He's probably there. They just don't want to say he is. It's like only insider. It's insider info.
That's what I'm beginning to think.
Yeah, only people on the inside know that he's really there. And so, of course, now when he does listen to those messages, he's going to hear I scream so much.
Right.
You know what I mean? This electric stream.
Right.
Yeah, he's.
He's gonna yell, "What the crap is this?"
Are you kidding? He's gonna say, "Oh, this is HackerMind calling me. Oh, I'm honored." He's gonna be fixing his collar and, you know, and everything else. He's gonna be looking in mirrors.
I don't think he was doing that, but
I think so.
Think so?
Damn it! I do.
I don't care about it. I hate that guy.
Well, let me just cross off things in the notebook here.
Yeah, cross those off.
You know what? We need notebook music. That's what we need.
Dude, we do. We need to get some notebook music.
We need, yeah. You know, so like in the beginning of the show, when I pick up the notebook, we can actually... You know what? That's a shit idea. Forget about it.
No, it's a pretty good idea.
It's shit. All right, now, Dash, what's been up with you? What's going on in the land of Arkansas? You have any,
Well, I got freedom downtime.
You got freedom. What'd you think of it?
I love it. It's awesome. It's really, really good. Really good documentary, I think.
I was playing some music from the soundtrack before the show began.
Yeah, dude, it is really sad. Some parts.
Yeah. You know, I told you that. I told everybody it was sad.
No, but it gets right here.
Yeah, well, especially for you, you know.
Right there.
Not too long ago, you went through some of that crap. Not prison, but, you know, you had your own little nightmare.
Yep, I can identify.
Yeah.
That stuff.
I know, it's pretty sad in the beginning when they drop off fiber.
Yep, that's sad, too.
And the cops take him away, and then Bernie S., he's got the metal rod in his arm. He can't extend his arm anymore.
There is some really interesting stuff, you know, like... Stuff I'd never seen before. You know, I had some news stuff on there I had heard about, hadn't seen it.
Like what?
Like the thing with Hashim O'Meara.
Oh, yeah, when he's sitting in Congress?
Yeah. And what else?
That was funny. He's sitting there in surfer gear. He's like, what's up, dude?
Yeah, no.
Yeah, man.
And, yeah, they had some other stuff I hadn't seen, but I can't really think about it right now.
No more picking on Hashim O'Meara.
Yeah, I guess we could stop.
Yeah. Because we're above that, you know?
We're above that. We got better things to talk about than that guy.
Yeah, we don't want to sink to that level.
We don't.
Not that we haven't before, but I'm saying from now on, we don't want to do that.
Yeah. Let's see. That's about it. Just my computer.
That's it, huh?
And freedom downtime. And now the 26th, my letter to 26th under then. And I think that's about the majority of what happened to me.
Mm-hmm.
How about you?
Me. Gosh, jeez. Let's see.
Computer school.
Computer school? People have heard about that. Nothing really new other than I set up a network architecture better than the teacher himself.
There you go.
Yeah. See, the teacher had us fill out these little storage requirement forms, and we had to plan out how we would lay out the directory structure and put everybody into work groups and assign rights to certain users and certain groups and blah, blah, blah. And he had the answers the way that he thought it should be in his answer book, but mine was different. So, of course, a fellow classmate comes over and says, happens to be a 35-year-old man, give or take, he says, no, you're doing that wrong, because that's not how it is in the answer book, because he had access to it. For some reason, the teacher let him see the answers.
I see.
Yeah, so I walk over, and we call the teacher over, and over to where we are, and he takes a look at my paper, and he says, no, I like his better. don't worry about what I have in the answers. I like his.
There you go.
So didn't I feel honored?
Oh, yeah.
I told you I could do that network administration stuff. It's not that hard.
Yeah.
So a couple computers go down. You buy new ones.
There you go. Buy new ones.
Yeah.
Hopefully they'll work.
Yep. Now, I'm trying to think here. What else? What else did I want to... Oh! Did I mention that I was in the X-Files?
I don't know. Did you mention that last week?
No, because the episode just aired last Sunday.
Oh, yeah. So you haven't mentioned that.
Yeah, I told people about it. I told people to look out for it. I'm not sure if anyone did, but if you watch the episode of The X-Files called Release, it's the one, if you know, you might not see the name of the show, but it's the one where Agent Doggett finds out who killed his son. If you watch the very beginning of the show, after they show the credit for Annabeth Gish, who plays Agent Reyes, you see a list of names go by, and at the top, sure enough, is Screamer Chaotix.
Yep, I saw it. I saw it, my friend.
I want an AVI of that, man. I want a screenshot. I want it on the site. I want it
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I will try to get it on there for you.
that
is pretty cool. I know you're a huge X-Files fan.
Oh, I'm the biggest.
The biggest. You know everything about them.
They got this X-Files trivia commercials going on now, and I'm always getting them right.
Always. You don't never miss one.
No.
There's a show called X-Files Mind. No, wait, that doesn't work. Sorry.
I know what you were trying for there, but
it didn't work out.
Okay, let's move on to some serious stuff. This is something that I wanted to comment on. It's something I found online, and
why don't we mention the chat first?
Oh yeah, you can hop over to irc.2600.net, channel HackerMind, and talk with your fellow hackers.
There you go.
Now I'm going to open up a web browser. God help us all if I get disconnected.
Hopefully, opening up a web browser won't affect you too much.
Not disconnected, because last week it was just. Well, we don't want to say what caused the problem.
Yeah.
Windows. Whew. Yeah.
Yeah. You doing okay?
I'm fighting it.
Right.
I'm fighting it. You know, and last week we had some problems at the end of the show, and it wasn't good because the show just crapped out in the last 10 minutes. But anyway, we'll cover anything we missed. But I wanted to comment on this. This is nothing serious. This is just something that I found online, and I wanted to respond.
Which one?
It deals with me.
With you.
This was over at undergroundnews.com on their message board.
I haven't been there in so long.
Yeah, I know. I just happened to found this. I just happened to find this, and it's nothing bad. I just wanted to reply. It's from a guy calling himself 2600 Hertz. He says, I was listening to HackerMind, and Screamer and I, quote, said, this is the best system we will have for a while. I just don't effing think this is the best we, and when I say we, I really mean the U.S. can do. Actually, I can't believe I'm leaving that in, because it is the best we can do, because we have stoners like George Bush and fags like Al Gore running and becoming president. So I'm all for burning down and killing the White House, government, and everyone to go with it. Now, I wanted to read...
Obviously, talking about the government system?
Yeah. The democracy, basically.
Okay.
Capitalism, stuff like that. Well, first of all, I want to say, I didn't know you can kill a White House, but... You know,
I kill my White House every morning.
I guess so. I guess I'm just out of the loop. Anyway, I wanted to reply to that because, you know, it's something I said, and I want to let our listeners know. I mean, obviously, I don't care if you talk about the show with other people and in other places. That's perfectly fine.
Oh, you can't talk about the show with Steve.
Don't even joke. But I personally would love, you know, to get some feedback on stuff I say. You know,
yeah.
Let me know what's going on. I mean, yeah, you can talk with anybody you want, but you know, it's nice to let me know. But I wanted to say that, I mean, that's his opinion, he's entitled to it, but when I said that this is the best system we have, or are going to have for a while, if that's exactly what I said, what I meant was, not that this country is perfect. I think we can all agree that it's anything but.
Yeah.
It's anything but perfect. There's a lot of wrongs in the world, and you're not going to change that. You need structure, you need to run your country in a particular way, you need to have laws, you need to have, well, a system to abide by. So, with that in mind, what we have right here is about the best we can have. It doesn't mean that it's perfect. I mean, where else would you rather live in the world, Dash? You tell me.
Well, I don't know, I haven't been in any other countries besides, you know, North America.
Yeah, well...
But, I don't know, I want to go to Canada.
Okay, so Canada's better than us?
I don't know about that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I don't know. Maybe I don't know. I don't really know laws around the world and governments around the world that much. So I can't really, you know, give an educated answer to that.
Well, everybody hates us, you know, because we have all these freedoms and stuff. We're the, what is it, the white devil to the terrorists?
Okay.
Yeah.
No, we have a lot of problems.
Yeah, a lot of terrorists don't like us, they call us that, but yeah, absolutely we have a lot of problems, but when I say this is the best system we could have, if you have a better one, let me know. Yeah, okay, you can say, oh, Canada's better. Yeah, who's protecting Canada from getting invaded? Believe me, Russia, China, they would love to walk into Canada, but no, our nukes down here are keeping them safe. So, okay, Canada's better, but they have to rely on us. Nothing against Canada. Great country. Nothing against any country, for that matter. But just the way the system is now, yeah, there's a lot wrong with it. But
I have something wrong with China.
Okay, we'll get to China in a minute.
China, man, okay.
Yeah, all right. For right now, what I want to say is that there's a lot wrong with it, but what you need to do is fight to improve it. And, you know, I'm talking to Americans for this. You got to fight to improve it. You got to work with your country. You gotta fight the wrongs. You gotta fight against people that want to take away your freedoms. Like when the FBI crosses the line too far or goes too far, whatever you want to say, and they want to see into your personal files. That's wrong, and you gotta stop that.
Yeah.
But you can't. You can because that's the beauty.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I kind of disagree. I'm not sure we can.
What?
Change that. I mean, people do change a lot of things. It takes a lot of people to change something, actually.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, they start doing that for a reason, and most of the time you probably don't even know about it.
Mm-hmm.
There's probably a lot of things that the government is doing that we don't know about that we wouldn't like at all.
Yeah, well...
Wrong. That's completely wrong.
What I had meant was that... you can speak out about it, though. I didn't mean to sound like I was telling people, no, you can't...
Sure, you can speak out about it,
yeah.
I mean, it's just like, it's kind of like with the Bernie S. case, kind of. Because, on Freedom Downtime, he was talking about how he had these pictures of Social Security guys. Secret Service, not Social Security. Secret Service guys, and that's what had gotten him in trouble, but that was the real reason.
Right.
He had that information... and it got him in trouble.
Yeah, yeah, but amazingly, they don't blame the reporters that put those images on TV.
Yeah, they don't blame the big...
Right, see, that's something we should fight against. But the reason why I'm really commenting on this right now is because this guy who calls himself 2600 Hertz, and he's welcome to reply to this, of course. And he's saying, well, we should burn down the White House, we should destroy the government, revolution, you know, but... Keep in mind, anybody who's ever gone to college will tell you that every single revolution that has ever occurred against a government, you know, against the leaders of a government, has failed. Unless you count the American Revolution, which occurred about 10,000 miles away from the country. You know, the King of England really can't do much to you when you're 10,000 miles away. So if you count the American Revolution, that's the only revolution that has ever worked. So that's why you can't just overthrow everything and burn down the White House and kill everybody. I mean, is that leading to freedom? Hell no, it's not leading to freedom. You have to,
I see where you're coming from.
You have to fight the problems that you see, but revolution and burning down everything is not the way to go. So I just wanted to spew that out. But of course, we want to hear from you.
We do. We want to hear from you.
We want viewer mail. We want your comments. You know, yeah, you can post it on any board you want and talk about it anywhere you want. But we want to hear about it. We want, you know, conversation going on here. So send them in to either dash@hackermind.net or screamer@hackermind.net. And, or, you know what? letters@hackermind.net. We'll put it into frequency. You know, so.
There you go.
There's all sorts of different ways to communicate with us.
And there's the message board.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, I had to rant and rave about that, but we're going to get on to some fun stuff now.
Oh, yeah? Fun stuff?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what's crazy.
What's crazy, Dash?
It's off the topic, but man, Star Wars fever, man. It's everywhere.
Star Wars fever, huh?
Yeah, people want to see that Star Wars now. They'll be in their way now.
The Attack of the Killer Tomatoes?
Attack of the Killer Tomatoes. That's exactly what it is. I think they changed it to that, yeah.
Yeah, everybody wants to see that, but...
Wants to see Attack of the Killer Tomatoes.
Yeah.
You want to see it?
Well, I'm going to see it, yeah.
Yeah, I want to see it, too.
I'm going to see it with Panther. Our buddy Jay, he's going to be coming along. We're going to see it on May 17th.
Ooh, it's going to be busy.
Yeah, but you know what? I saw Episode 1 the first Friday it was out. It came out on a Wednesday. I saw it that Friday at 8 p.m. I had no trouble getting in, and there was hardly even a line.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
I think so many people were so friggin' paranoid about seeing this movie that, you know, they were all scared that, oh my god, there's going to be lines 5 miles long that nobody went.
Yep, I hear thee.
I walked in, there was maybe 3 or 4 people ahead of me in line, I got my ticket, they said this is non-refundable, and walked into the theater thinking, oh boy, going to be no seats and I can't get my money back.
Yeah.
No.
You can't see it. Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess if you don't like it, you can't get a refund, huh?
Well, yeah, because George Lucas makes his own rules, this son of a bitch. Anyway, We go in, there's like 30 people in a theater that can seat about, maybe 300.
Sheesh.
It filled up. It did. But I had no trouble getting in. This is the first Friday at 8 o'clock.
Interesting.
So, I don't know about this fever. But, anyway, let's get on to some fun stuff, some more hackerish stuff.
Yes.
Last week, you might remember, we had tried connecting to a really weird IRC server that was located at soundviewtv.org, port number 6666. And I told people to telnet to it, because if you use IRC, or an IRC program, you get mixed results. So I encourage people to right now telnet to soundviewtv.org, port 6666. And let's see who shows up, shall we?
I'm in there.
You're in there, huh?
Yep.
You're in Channel Hacker Mind?
Hang on.
I only see me in Channel Hacker Mind.
Hang on. It's all weird. It's not accepting any input, really.
What are you getting?
I got unknown, 2, unknown.
You're still getting unknowns?
Still getting unknown.
I have no unknowns whatsoever. So, what are you using to connect to it?
Just the default telnet program that comes with Windows.
Do you have PuTTY?
I don't know if I have PuTTY, actually.
Because the best way to connect to this is through a shell of some sort. Do you have any shell accounts?
I don't have PuTTY, and I don't have any shell accounts right now.
Well, if anybody else would like to try to join them, you might have trouble too, but... What?
That's a bummer.
Yeah, you can connect to soundviewtv.org, port 6666. And I'm sitting in there right now, so let me see if anybody comes in. So far, it still says just me. Now, maybe, I don't know, we're just playing around here. We're just trying to see what we can do with this. Who knows?
Yeah.
But, if anybody else comes in, we'll see what happens.
So far, it's not working.
And, don't forget port 6666. You know what? I'm not even going to try connecting through my regular telnet, because the last time I did that, all sorts of problems occurred.
And don't do that. Don't do that. No, I'm going to download PuTTY right now.
I thought you had PuTTY.
I thought I did, too. It must be on my other hard drive.
You know, I always tell you to get some shell accounts, but you always say, no, if I wanted that, I would install Linux.
I do have Linux on another hard drive.
Yeah, but you have it on your laptop, too, right?
Yeah.
But it's a 14.4.
14.4 kbps modem.
And you refuse to use the 14.4.
I hate the 14.4, man. It's so slow.
I used to use mine. I don't know why you're complaining.
Well, I'll tell you why I'm complaining.
Why are you complaining?
Slow.
Yeah, well...
PuTTY will be done in a second.
Let me see if there's anybody in here. No, it still says just me, so maybe...
I'm going to come in there, trust me. I'll be in there in a minute.
Oh, wait a minute. Here we go.
Somebody joined.
Alright, now, here's the thing. We got a bunch of unknowns. People, you got to name yourself. I guess I didn't mention that. We got people, we got me, we got someone from the UK, we got somebody just coming from an IP address, someone from Canada, from Toronto, we got someone from Chicago, or at least level3.net, here in Chicago, we got somebody from rr.com, and we have someone from myactv.net.
There you go, people are coming in there.
Let me just... finger everybody. Okay, we're getting more.
Hey, soundviewtv.org.
Alright, I just typed hello. Let's see if anybody else replies to me. Guys, Nick, name yourselves.
It's not connecting for me.
Well, you're apparently the only one. Everybody's everybody keeps saying that they're unknown. Now, why am I in, but nobody else is?
I have no idea.
Hmm. Does anybody have a shell account? Does anybody have a friggin' Linux running? No guarantees that that's gonna work, but, let's try to even the playing field here.
Don't ask me. I just work here.
All right. Well, I see. What happens is I'm in the server right now. I type finger, and right now it's not doing much of anything.
It connected once for me. Now it's just no.
Yeah. See, everybody was connected. I got a bunch of people, and it says like when I type finger, it says line zero screamer, and then shows my address. It shows a lot of people were in Maine. I know that. So they wouldn't have seen. Let me join Maine. Alright, let me finger Maine. No. Let me try
quick. OneViewTV.org.
Now I'm not getting anything. Let me try this again. But I was in there.
Sure. How are we supposed to believe you?
Well, all you guys using Windows. Windows. That's what the problem is.
Is that the problem?
That's always the problem.
Yeah. True. Very true, my friend.
Okay.
I give up. I can't connect.
You know what? I think we might have figured out what the problem is.
What's the problem?
Because now when I'm connecting, now I'm getting unknowns.
See, now I don't get that.
What is this? Is it that only one person can connect at a time? It's stupid for a chat server. I want to figure this out though, because this is really weird. I see is zero unknown, two unknown, four unknown, and it just keeps on going. But before, like I said, when I was in there, I would type finger and I would see everybody's connection, and it said they were all in Maine.
Hey, Screamer?
Yeah.
Hang on a second.
Okay. We're on the air, Dash. And if you need proof, well, I read your location, so I suppose the people in our chat can
hey there.
Can agree with me that, yeah, I'm here. You?
Okay.
I think the people in the chat could hopefully back me up that I named some of their locations. But anyway, I don't know. That's a really weird thing.
It is connected through IRC.
Mm-hmm.
I get really weird stuff.
Yeah, well, I said I've never been able to connect through IRC.
Okay, hang on a second.
Where are you going? What's up with this guy? Alright, well.
You there?
See. Yeah, I'm here, Dash. Where do you go?
My phone's messing up, that's all.
Oh. Alright, well,
Look at this, man. I'm using Merc,
mm-hmm.
as I like to call it, and it's just a whole bunch of characters whizzing past. Pretty cool looking.
Hmm. Alright, so I guess try connecting through Merc.
It is crazy, look at that.
Negative says in our chat, I was researching Melange chat server last week. They closed up shop a few years back with exploits wide open. Yeah. And apparently they suck. So it's a hell of a chat server. You can go in there and talk to yourself. Alright, well that's a shame. I got my hopes up thinking, hey, we can have a little secret conference type deal on somebody's chat server.
Yeah, but it's not working out.
And that would be the chat server of my public access studio over here in Bridgeport.
Yep.
Let me try one more time.
Now I can't connect using MIRC either.
I think
I hate this server.
Well, yeah, but we're just playing around with it. We're just trying to figure it out here. Okay, I got escape character is that, you know, the usual escape character thing. And it's frozen. Well, maybe we just DOS'd it and we don't even know it.
Okay, there. Now I'm connected.
Now you're getting unknowns, right?
I'm using MIRC, so.
Oh, so it's just giving you the random characters flying by?
Yeah, but
it's
still cool.
Okay, well, Dash, you can just sit there and stare.
Some of the characters whizzing past. Crazy. It's
pure madness is what it is.
It's madness.
Let's see. Dash, do you have anything cool we can tell that to?
Actually, I can't think of it, but I did have something.
Not the Star Wars thing.
That was cool, though. Don't tell me that wasn't cool, because that was cool.
You know what I don't get? How come I can't change my nick in 2600.net, I can't change my nick to my real name?
You can't. Why not?
It says I own it, and it won't let me change it. It says it'll only let me stay as Screamer with an underscore at the end, because when I try to change the Screamer, it says, your Nick Screamer is owned by, and then it gives my address. Yes, I realized that. I guess I must have disconnected without logging out properly or something.
That's odd.
Yeah, but it won't let me even message NickServe.
Won't let you rename to Screamer?
No. It won't even, you know, what it should do, I would imagine, is if
I... And then send your password in.
No, it won't let me do that, because what it should do is, you know, when I type Nick Screamer, it should give me the chance to send it, but it doesn't. It just says that it's owned by my address. Thank you for telling me that.
You have to change to your Screamer and then send it.
I have to... Yes, I sure do, but it won't let me because it says your Nick Screamer is owned by my address.
You know what that is?
What's that?
It's madness.
Dash to sum everything up for us.
Madness.
All right, well, I don't know. I guess the only thing I can tell people is to keep trying that address at port 6666, and, I don't know. Let us know what you figure out, what you find.
Use MIRC and use see all the characters with the past.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
It's definitely a mystery. Definitely a mystery.
It's a mystery.
What's with the voice tonight, Dash?
Oh, it's coming out. I don't know where it's coming from.
Let me see. I know I must have something interesting to tell that to. I always do.
I know. You've got to be on top of things, man. What do you got? I know you got something. Why are you holding out on us?
Last telnet scan. Let's see here.
Come on. Give us what you got. Come on, man. Hook me up.
Hold on.
I need my fix.
You want to see Harvard?
Harvard?
Try, I'm not sure if anything's there, but, I have it. It says that,
.edu.
Telnet is open at ibera.harvard.edu, and that's, 131.142.24.139, or if you just want the host name, ibera.harvard.edu. I'm not sure if it's going to show you anything, because this was scanned a while back, but hey, that's Harvard for you.
Harvard isn't cool.
Let me do a host on Harvard.
Let me tell you what's cool. That Telnet server where you can watch Star Wars and ASCII.
That's lame.
That is cool, my friend.
Let me do a host on Harvard. Wouldn't this be funny if Harvard actually had if they actually allowed for zone transfers?
Yeah, that would be actually pretty funny.
Let's see. Okay, host-l-v-t-anyharvard.edu. Let's see what it comes back with.
Your connection is not allowed.
All right, no, they don't allow for zone transfers. It says their name servers are ns2.harvard.edu, ns.harvard.edu, and ns1.harvard.edu, but none of them allow transfers. That's a shame. Let's see what else. Oh, let's... Shimomura, let's try him.
Hey, why don't you send people to that Telnet address you sent me to that one day?
Oh, Dash. Oh, I know which one you're talking about. Hold on.
Okay. Yeah, send them to that one.
All right, let me try grepping for it. First, I just want to see if SDSC has anything open.
Yeah, you send them to that one.
Oh, my God. This got to be wrong. This cannot be right.
What?
What's the address for Shimomura School? SDSC, San Diego Supercomputer Center?
I think so, San Diego Supercomputer Center.
It's sdsc.edu?
I have no idea. Go there and see.
They have... Oh, my God. I just listed their entire network. They have an open name server that allows you to do a zone transfer. I see every single machine on their network.
sdsc.edu?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
They have Gilbreth.sdsc, Passive, Wisdom, Shanty, Ghidorah, Deccan, Proxy, Cert, Wireless, SDBay, Kuchin, Laguna, Descartes, Letterman, CERN, Pixon, Shui, Donate, Restool, Sam2K, Time Bomb, Jester. I can go on and on. Jeez, I mean, you would think that the San Diego Supercomputer Center would not allow a zone transfer.
Well, you'd be wrong.
Now, I know somebody's going to email me and say, well, you know, Screamer, you're really lame because some people like to have that available. Don't automatically dismiss that as a vulnerability. Oh, shut the hell up. You don't want people seeing your whole network. I want to find, like, Osiris or something like that.
Osiris?
Yeah, or Ariel or something, whatever Shimomura named his machines.
Yeah.
I read about him on Twitter.
All right, send people to that one address.
All right, I'm going to have to find it, and no guarantees I will, because I have a list of about 500 addresses to go through.
Oh, good Lord, that'll take forever.
Not if you know what you're doing, Dash.
Oh, true.
I know how to use grep.
Ooh.
Little bit too elite for most people.
Ooh, grep.
I know how to grep. Let's see.
Your bad elite skill.
Grep.mil.
Oh, ooh, wait. Listen to that.
Let me make sure I can get all the grep-c7.
Ooh.
.mil. And then, what's the name of the file? Telnet.scan. Let's see what we get.
Ooh, what do we got?
Came back with one.
Well, that's gotta be it.
It just says the number one.
Oh.
You understand?
There's one?
Yeah, that's...
Hey, let's turn that to one.
No, I seem to have screwed up here. Let me try to find it.
You can't turn that to one.
No, you can't. Ah, found it.
Ah, okay, good.
Okay. Telnet that to 164.117.31.225.
Okay, yeah, telnet that to that. 164.117.31.225.
There you go.
That is a cool telnet server.
It's a good one.
It is.
I like it. I like it a lot. There, great. It closed down me. Dash, what was the address?
It is
164.
164.117.31.225.
Oh yes, definitely a good one. There you go. Now, for those of you that went there, you probably see Raptor Firewall Secure Gateway. Yes. Whatever could it be, Dash? What do you think?
No, what could that be?
I don't know, but the address ends in .mil.
Does it now?
Yeah. Folks, do me a favor. Don't port scan that. Don't even touch that.
Don't worry. Don't worry with that.
It's not worth it. It's not. It's .mil. Don't go there. We're going to get arrested now. Don't even touch that.
Oh, we're sorry. Don't do that. Don't go to that .mil address. Don't do that.
Oh, you know, right now we probably got like 30,000 fans. Yeah, like we got 30,000 fans. We got maybe like 3 fans going to that site.
Yeah.
And they're like, what the hell is this? Oh, man, I want to get into it. In fact, John Q listeners coming over here is going, oh, man. Okay. Let me tell that. Okay. Oh, I type telnet. Oh, man. Telnet. Oh, my. Raptor Firewall Security. Oh, man. Oh, I'm going to hack them good. Oh, wait. I can't. I think I just DOS them. Oh, man.
Don't DOS the military, please. Please don't.
Oh, man. Yeah. Man, you know, I tell you, some days I just feel so damn leak. And it makes me want to say, woo.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Go back to your... wherever you come from.
All right, man. I'm going to head back under the desk, and I'm going to go into my little cave. Yeah, man.
Get out of here.
Oh, man.
Get out of here.
Yeah. No, just keep going. In fact, don't ever come back.
Yeah.
Just stay. No. Go in the cave. In the cave. Close the door. All right.
There we go.
Okay. John Q listener is gone.
So he comes out sometimes.
Yeah, you know, he comes out when we need somebody to give the newbie perspective.
Yeah, exactly. That's what he's there for.
Or actually, no, I don't want to say newbie perspective because I prefer the word noob.
Noob, hey, you noob.
Noob, yeah.
Damn noob.
But that's not to say that we're anything great. I mean, you might remember
anti noob.
Yeah, you might remember at the exactly. You might remember at the beginning of the show I mentioned how. I had designed a network architecture that was better than my teacher's. Now, you know, a lot of people are probably asking, well, is he saying this to show off?
Yeah.
Yes. But also because it shows you that hackers have a place in computer school because they know so much.
They have a place.
And to show off. because I'm the man, and everybody else can just eat my dust.
If you go in there with some knowledge, you're going to be on top of things.
They could just
You're going to be the guru
that I walk on.
You will be the Uber hacker.
Oh, yeah, yeah. What was I talking about? Anyway,
eating dust or something.
Something like that. Yeah. All right. Let's. This is cool.
What's cool?
Uncapping. Have you ever... No, you haven't, because you don't have a cable modem, Dash. You should, though.
I do know what capping is.
Okay.
Capping bandwidth, yes.
Cable modem hacking goes mainstream.
You should have this article, man.
Yeah, well, I got it first.
Man, that's not cool.
Yeah, but see, you've done way too many articles. You need to find something cool for us to do.
I do. I will.
Bring us something cool, then you'll get your article privileges back.
Alright, man, cool. I want my article privileges.
No.
Come on now.
No.
I got this cool article, it's called Attack of the Clones.
Okay. If that's about Star Wars, Dash, I'm...
No, it's not, but go ahead.
Okay. Well, we'll let you read that.
Okay.
From a pitiable, I didn't even know that was a word, 56kbps, AOL dial-up, somewhere in suburban Colorado, 19-year-old Mike O'Hine would like to tap out this sad, regretful message to the powers that be and his former cable internet provider, AT&T Broadband. I was wrong. It'll never happen again. Please take me back.
Oh, no.
Just last month, Hine thought of AT&T's service as unbearably slow, acceptable perhaps for sending email, but pure molasses when it came to trading software in internet chat rooms. Hine's thirst for speed finally drove him to employ a sophisticated hack that uncapped his cable modem, obliterating the bandwidth limit imposed by the company, and granting him speed beyond the dreams of hot-wired youth. We're talking about 10 megs a second here. And
what bandwidth, baby?
And I've transferred files between my two machines that I have hooked up in my lawn. Yeah, it's two of them.
Yeah.
And, man, Dash, have you ever seen something move at 6 megs a second?
I'll see some cable when I hook up my computer. No, I haven't. Is it nice? That's some bandwidth right there.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's what I'm talking about, son.
But it only took 6 hours for AT&T to catch Hine, cut him off, and ban him from their network for life.
Ooh.
They said they considered it theft of service, recalls Hine. There was no second chances.
Oh, no, that's cold. That's so cold.
It's easy to see the hot rod appeal of tinkering with one's cable modem to tap into ridiculously high data speeds, and uncapping has become a popular exercise in the bandwidth-hungry wares and movie training underground, or, you know, anybody that wants fast internet service. Yeah. Today, the most common target is Motorola's popular Surfboard line of cable modems. Hackers generate a replacement configuration file for the modem that omits the capacity limits installed by the service provider. They then trick the modem into accepting the bogus file. Now, there's a lot to it, though. It's not just an easy thing to do. There's a lot of steps. I won't even get into it because I'll be just putting people to sleep. But if you want to know more about it, what's this? Look in the new issue of 2600? Oh, my.
You got it in there?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they're on top of things, my friend.
Let me see here. Just want to find the page. I think this one is. It looks like a creative cable modem configuration.
Ooh, yes.
If that's not capping, well, it's... Or uncapping, it's still cool nonetheless. But how do you feel about that, Dash? A person being banned from...
I don't think they should be banned. I think they should maybe give a warning... But I don't think they should be banned.
Yeah, I mean, theft of service because you figured out how to make your modem go fast. This is your modem.
Yeah, but you're stealing bandwidth from other people. Kind of.
Whose freaking fault is that?
To share it with everybody else.
Hey, I'm not paying to share with anybody. I'm sharing for me. And if I can figure out a way to make my equipment go faster, well then, goddammit, I'm going to do it.
Good point. But there's a lot of other people that use that bandwidth. And if you're using it all, they're going to be going like... 2K a second.
Now, what if they all did it too?
Then,
Would we all just be back to where we started?
I have no idea what would happen then. Somebody would get it all, I think. Maybe, I don't know exactly.
You know, if it's... I'm assuming because when one person has more bandwidth than another, you know, it...
What they're trying to stop is everybody doing this. because I don't know what'll happen. I don't know that much about that kind of stuff.
What I'm guessing is that there's only so much bandwidth to go around, and if you have the most of it, then everybody else slows down. But what I'm trying to say here is if everybody uncaps their modem, then you just got people who can go at 10 megs per second, and if it's in the middle of the night and no one else is on, that's fine.
Yeah, well...
Because everybody has the capability. What's that?
There's always going to be somebody on at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, if everybody has the ability to do this, that should be allowed. I don't know.
I definitely don't think he should have just... I mean, now he's got the freaking 56K AOL, man. That's like... Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah.
Can't go from cable to AOL.
AOL. Oh, man. You know, have you ever talked to one of your friends and tried to explain to them a computer thing, and then you find out that they're using AOL?
Yeah, then you just... After they tell you about AOL, you stop talking to them. They're like, oh, okay. How about you go get yourself a real internet service provider, then you come talk to me, okay?
Yeah. Well, it's just... To people that are stuck with AOL, I don't know if you should be.
Well, you know, I've never used it. I'm happy to say I've never used AOL. And I think that the day I do, it's going to be a very bad day.
I wouldn't even know how to use AOL because they have like keywords and all this other crap. See, when you talk to someone who's on AOL, it's like talking to them in another language because they're asking you, "What's your screen name?"
Yeah, what's your screen name?
What the hell are you talking about? I got ICQ, I go into IRC, what?
AOL Instant Messenger, too.
Oh, what's the keyword? Boy, get away from me before I smack your ass. What the hell are you talking about?
What's the keyword for HackerMind?
I'll be damned if HackerMind has a keyword. You can't even get to it on AOL. You better not be able to.
Yeah, hopefully.
You can get to it through links. Dash, what did you type?
What did I type?
Yeah.
Well, that's none of your damn business.
I'm looking in the chat, and I don't see you typing in them. So, I know you're not chatting with someone while you're on the air.
No, of course not, man. Okay. I just went to HackerMind.net.
Oh, well, see that? You could have told me.
Taking a look at these pictures up here, man.
Oh, of the Matrix Reloaded.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Dash, we got to make a documentary. What do you say?
I think we should make a documentary.
I'm serious, though.
I am serious, too.
We can include... Well, we'll have the, let's see.
What do we have?
I want to make the Han 2 video something different. I want to make Beyond Han 2 something separate, but we'll have scenes from Han 2 in our documentary.
Yeah, I hear you.
And, it can all culminate with us going to H2K2. That'll be like the big finale.
Oh, yes.
But, I mean, we need a topic, jeez, obviously hackers.
Yeah.
We need people to interview, though, and you know that...
Stuff to do, and it has to, you know, we need a point to it all. Maybe just documentary about, I don't know, you know?
Hmm.
Part of it can be about HackerMind.
Well, you know, I don't really think that we could...
Just a little part.
Yeah, I don't think we can interview people like Tsutomu Shimomura because, well, considering we just left a voicemail on his machine... of Cowgirl. I don't know how he's going to feel about that.
Yeah.
Wasn't his machine, though. Just
yeah, somebody's going to get that and be all, what the hell is this?
Pretty much. Now, I had hit record like 2 seconds after we did that when I started recording the show, so if people don't know what we're talking about, well, hey, you should have been here live.
You've been here earlier. Where were you?
Damn you people that tune in late. I'm telling you. That was our little bonus, that little joke.
Yeah.
So... Yeah, that's why you gotta tune in late, or don't tune in late. That's why you gotta be here early.
Be here early.
It's really late, folks. Speaking of people tuning in, be sure to tune in to Han 2. And if you go to rantradio.com, they've been kind enough to actually list us in the schedule for Han 2.
Yeah, that's pretty nice. Yeah,
it's gonna be on a Wednesday night. It's going to be from 11 till 3 a.m. Eastern Time. We'll work out all the UTCs and GMTs and everything else so that everybody can figure out what time it's going to be happening for them. It's basically, it's going to be an hour after whatever time you normally watch or listen to HackerMind.
Going to be quite fun.
Indeed, indeed. See, what I wanted to do, Dash, was I really wanted to have more space. Because me and you are going to be here, you know, there's not enough room for two hosts stuck behind this machine.
Yeah,
so
I hear you.
So what I wanted to do was move my computer and all my equipment down to the basement. We'll have a huge rec room.
Ooh, that sounds like a plan right there.
Yeah, we can hook up the webcam, but here's the problem, and I want advice on how to do this. Okay. How should we broadcast the live video stream?
Maybe we could use...
Not NetMeeting, because it won't work with XP, and I just don't want to use it.
Well, I don't know. We'll have to look into that.
They have Windows Messenger, but... Ugh.
Yeah, we're going to need something that a lot of people can tune into.
Yeah.
Like the stream.
Yeah. Burger, yes, this shit
video
is live.
Video stream, that's what we need.
I have to reply to someone in the chat room. Burger,
you
yes.
You can't talk to people while you're doing the show. What are you doing, man?
He's asking a question. Burger wants to know if this shit's live.
Is this shit live?
I think this shit's live. I don't know.
I think it is. I'm pretty sure.
He's laughing now, so he's in good spirits. And as is everybody in the HackerMind chat. So stick around and chat with fellow hackers.
There you go.
It's all good.
And, this shit is live.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well,
live as
you wouldn't think it.
I don't know.
Yeah, well, Dash, you know, I think I found the problem. I think the problem with my router. I think I found a solution.
Oh, did you?
Not a solution. There's a squeaky chair again.
I hear that.
See, I can't. It won't do it on cue. See?
I only do it when you don't want it to.
Yeah, I know. When I'm trying to be quiet, like music's playing or something, I get up.
Yeah.
And I sit down. Anyway. What the heck? Oh, router, right.
Yeah, router.
Okay. Not a solution, but I think I might have the answer as to what's wrong with it.
All right, let's hear it.
I was talking to the teacher's assistant in school, and he was saying to me, it sounds like a security issue. Well, obviously.
Obviously? Come on.
He asked me... is your ISP cool with it? And I said, yeah, you know, I hook up to my cable modem and I scan something and it does nothing. I'm
sure you know what port scanning was.
Yeah, he did.
That is amazing.
Well, he went to school for this stuff.
Okay.
He's not just a techie. And he said to me, it's possible because you're using two different cable types. You have the cable from your local area network and your internal IPs going to your router and then out to the wide area network, which it's technically a LAN. I guess you can call it a LAN, but it's the cable modem network. So it's going from my LAN, and I'm never going to say that again. I'm just saying that now to appease you.
That's right.
It's going from my LAN, see, I told you, to the WAN, to the, well, I guess there's no other way to say internet. And he's saying that basically because it's coming from my internal IPs and going through the Cat5 and hitting the router and then going out to the ISP, I should check with the ISP to make sure that they're not thinking that someone is doing something naughty to their network. Now, if that's the right answer or not, I don't know. If it sounds crazy, okay, but...
You want to know what it sounds like?
What?
Madness! All right, I had to do that one more time, man.
You know,
Tuxbox
wants a question of the week. Well, folks, submit your question of the week to Screamer at HackerMind.net or Dash at HackerMind.net.
Okay, if you want more questions of the week...
Yeah, submit them.
Do it. You supply the question of the week, we'll say it.
Yeah, or even better, we always neglect our message board, but can we come up with one in the next 20 seconds?
The next 20 seconds?
Okay, I got it.
You got it?
Yeah. The question of the week is, what do you think the question of the week should be?
Ooh, I like it.
You came up with it, Dash.
That is good, my friend.
You were the one that told me, but anyway, we're out of time.
I told you.
You told me that you were going to ask that, but then you chickened out. You didn't want to do it.
Well, I am the man. I should have said that.
Yeah, madness ensued. So, what do you think the question of the week should be? See, that's how we get people to submit a lot of questions of the week. So we write them down, and then we're good.
Yep, that sounds good.
Do you want to call Shima Moore again?
No, I don't think we should call him again.
Yeah, let's call Markov.